Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head cross-country coach Dean Clausen, head volleyball coach Kara Waldorf, and head football coach Derek Elman. The cross-country team hosted the North Central Conference meet last week at Joe Sheldon Park, with both the boys and girls teams placing fourth in the meet. I caught up with Coach Clausen after the meet to talk about the result and the road ahead.
Well, coming in, we thought when we were going to be fourth, it would be very, very hard based on what we've seen throughout the season to change up on the placing. So we just wanted to make sure that we're running for third with both the boys and the girls and then making sure that you don't get beat by that fifth place team. And we were able to hang on and do both the things. Bryn ran really, really well for us, and Gabe did too. To break 20 minutes for him this year on this course as a freshman is really good. It bodes well for him moving forward in the next couple of years. Next thing, we get ready for next week when we host our state qualifying meet, see if we can drop our times a little bit more. You know, we're probably not going to be in the mix for any of those things. Bryn maybe has a chance to be in the top 15 to go to state, but the biggest thing is we want to see if we can improve our time so we run it on here again.
That was cross-country head coach Dean Clausen. Our next guest is Humboldt volleyball head coach Kara Waldorf. The volleyball team went 1-4 in the Mason City tournament last weekend before ending the regular season in Algona Thursday. The Cats would respond to the tournament results with a 3-0 win in Algona, where the Cats finished the regular season on a high note. Humboldt finished the regular season with an overall record of 18-12 and is second in the North Central Conference with a 6-1 mark. I caught up with Coach Waldorf after the match against Algona about her team's play and the upcoming postseason.
Coach, great win here to end the North Central Conference season.
It was a great way to end the regular season play, and especially being away, because you just never know, you know, walking into someone else's gym, how that's going to be. So it was nice. It was a good night.
Especially you get a win against one of the North Central Conference rivals here up in Algona to end the regular season. It was a back-and-forth affair there for a little bit. It had to be nice to see the girls pull it out each time.
They made adjustments, and, you know, a lot of that came down to our errors again as far as when we kind of let them back in the game. So as soon as they buckled down, you know, it just seemed like we kind of started the sets off a little slow, and then they were able to pull away, and so they did a nice job being able to close that out.
So I know you tried something new, different here with Taylor Wempen in the middle, Mia Schluter on the outside. Schluter had a nice night here, as well as Wempen.
Yeah, it was awesome to see her. I mean, she's been swinging so well in practice and on the JV team, and one of the big things that we were really trying to look for is just how to generate just a stronger offense at this point, because, I mean, going into postseason, I just wasn't feeling completely strong just where we were at there. So I was very excited and impressed with both those guys stepping in. I mean, Taylor coming from the outside, going to the middle, it's a lot different. She did an awesome job and was a smart hitter and, you know, limited errors. And then just to see Mia be able to swing like that on the outside, it was fun. She did great.
Almost brings a different dimension to this team too.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, just some excitement. Like, we came off kind of a rough weekend. We, you know, lost 4 games in our tournament, and a couple that we probably shouldn't have, a couple that we, you know, were rightful winners. I felt like even just the camaraderie out there was different. I mean, they were excited and they were playing well together and picking each other up, and it was an exciting change. I'm kind of excited to keep going with that and see where we can go. So
going into now postseason play, figured out some things, but is there anything you're still trying to maybe work on here this next week going into that Spencer matchup?
Just that focus that we've been really trying to push. I mean, there's just too many times that we have strings of errors, and strings of errors in volleyball can drastically change a game, especially when you're playing a good team. You just can't. So you have to have those people who, you know, you get one error, who's going to be that person that steps up and terminates the ball or gets that pass or, you know, is able to get that serve over the net. And so we just tend to allow just a little too many in a row. That's one thing they just have to focus the whole time. They just can't take points off.
And it'll be nice that you guys get to play back at home now and get another home match as well.
Yeah, we're excited to be able to start off the tournament play in front of our home crowd. I mean, obviously we love playing in Humboldt with our student section and our crowd. I'm excited to be able to play at home, but that's what we're concentrating on right now.
Well, Coach, any final thoughts here from the match tonight and just overall with the regular season?
Just, I'm excited. Like, that just kind of brought back a little bit more excitement, because something just wasn't, you know, meshing coming into this last week. So just to see them control that match like that and to see some fun, different stuff on offense was fun. So I'm excited. I think the girls have a ton of potential in front of them, and, you know, it's their choice of what they want to do with that. And I'm excited to start postseason next week.
Well, appreciate you joining us, Coach, and best of luck here coming up with playoffs here this next Tuesday.
Thank you.
That was volleyball head coach Kara Waldorf. Our next guest is Humboldt football head coach Derek Elman. The football team fell for the first time this season by the score of 16-8 against the Nevada Cubs last night. The Cats trailed by 16 entering the fourth quarter and were able to bring the game within 8 in the final stanza of play, but could not get anything more. With the loss, the Cats are now 7-1 overall and 3-1 in district play. I caught up with Coach Elman after the game to hear his thoughts on his team's play during the road to loss.
Coach, a tough one tonight here for the team.
Definitely a tough game, you know, heartbreaker. It hurts. Hurts coaches, hurts players. It's definitely one of those that we need to see the film and just kind of see what was there and what wasn't there. You know, we played with our backs to the end zone a lot tonight, which kind of changes your play calling a little bit and what you can and can't do. And then just had a couple of penalties that were at really bad times, had a couple of bad snaps that were at bad times. So, you know, you have those things. You can't play winning football when you make mistakes like that. And so we just got to take a look at the film, be critical of ourselves, both players and coaches again, you know, just make sure that we see what we did wrong and work to fix it in practice. You know, going into the game, we had a good week of practice. We struggled the first quarter. You know, we kind of got going defensively in the second half and looked pretty good, but we just struggled defensively, you know, getting stops. And then obviously when we had the ball in our hands, we just made some bad mistakes at bad times, you know, and that's part of the game, but it's also part of the game that you've got to overcome like we have in the past couple of weeks.
So you look at that first quarter, by the time we were looking it up here, they had run the football so much, it was about a 20-minute first quarter.
Yes.
But, I mean, you made the comment about, yes, 9:07 with the game being over already. Mm-hmm. But just talk about it. The defense was able to make some adjustments.
Yeah.
Talk about some of the adjustments that this team was able to make.
You know, it came down to, you know, kind of coming under blocks when we needed to take on blocks a little bit at the beginning. Coaches really talked about that at halftime. And the kids responded, did a good job with it. I think that's the biggest thing is being able to be coachable and respond. I mean, our defense definitely did that through the course of the game. Like we said, we started kind of slow, but got going at the end. We just didn't muster anything offensively. Definitely got to take credit for that. You know, some bad play calling on my part, some put us in some bad situations, and just got to learn from it and grow.
Is there anything else that you're trying to take away from this game, at least to turn it around here going into Algona?
Huge bright spot was just getting that kick return for a touchdown. You know, Mason Van Pelt did a great job of just reading his blockers in front. And we feel like we got a lot of guys in the back that can do that. And so to have a dangerous up back, you know, makes people really second guess whether or not they want to try to kick it short too, which means that, you know, a kickoff can put us in really good field position and allow us to do some things.
Your sideline, I mean, didn't that kind of rejuvenate the kids and everything over there with that?
Did. And then we got to stop on defense and, you know, we got a first down, which is awesome, you know, but then stalled out and had to punt again. And definitely, you know, in a game like this, you can't punt as much as we did. You know, we've got to have the ball in our hands longer. You know, it was definitely a rough night offensively. And again, it's going back to the film, being critical of things that we did, and making sure that we understand that that's how we get better is that we're critical. Again, it starts with me going back and being critical about what I did throughout the game, and then making sure the kids understand, like, hey, look at the film here. Look on this play. You know, you miss this block. If we make that block, it's a huge play for us. You know, and there were some plays out there that when we went back and, you know, looked at our huddle sideline, which allows us to watch the film on the sideline after the play, there was plays that were really, really close, you know, and you talk about, you know, how close it is in a game of football. Football is a game of inches, and, you know, missing a block by a little bit, now all of a sudden it's a tackle, whereas making a block by a little bit, and it's a big play for us.
Any final thoughts, at least from tonight's game?
I'll say it again, and I'll say it a million times more probably, but just proud of the kids and the way they respond to adversity and fight through that adversity. You know, when things are tough, you've got to be able and willing to do that. I just feel like our kids prove time and time again that they can do that. And again, to allow an offense only 16 points that's done a pretty good job all year long is something to be proud of, but it's just frustrating that we couldn't get a little bit more going offensively.
Obviously a tough loss here tonight, mm-hmm. but I know you guys will have a good week of practice here coming up to face off against Algona.
Exactly, and it's a big rivalry game, obviously, with Algona, you know, just being a short distance away, and it's one that we take a ton of pride in, and we want to go get after it a little bit this week and then just be ready to play on Friday night on the road.
All right, Coach, appreciate you joining us here, and again, best of luck here this next week as you guys go into Algona with the rivalry game.
Yep, thanks. Thanks for all you do.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.